Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:49 and time for the movies that are coming into theaters this weekend. Our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com, joins us now. So a friend of mine at the gym, I guess I got a couple of kids, and he said, oh, I'm taking my kids to see Maleficent this weekend. And I was like, Maleficent? I don't know about this one, Maleficent. And then it dawned on me, Maleficent is what they're talking about.
Maleficent. I like
Maleficent. So ask for a free ticket to Maleficent to see what the teenager at the gate says. Maleficent's interesting.
My wife's mother-in-law told me that she was going to see that Narnia movie.
Okay. Sometimes they get it wrong.
Yeah. I like Maleficent somehow better than Maleficent. But, okay. Remember back in 2014, we had the kind of the remake of Sleeping Beauty, but told from the evil sorceress's point of view. And the whole reason they made that movie, I think, was because Angelina Jolie bears such a just bizarre resemblance to the original cartoon character from back in 1958 or so. Mm-hmm. And so she was just, you know, the casting was just absolutely perfect. And I thought that was actually a pretty good movie. They did the same thing with it that they had done with Wicked, you know, telling the Wizard of Oz from the witch's point of view.
Right.
And I really liked the way they handled it. Though I thought at the end, like so many of these movies, it just became a big bunch of special effects bumping into each other. And I really lose interest in movies when that happens. And that is unfortunately what happens here, too, only even more so. And this could have been, the movie I wanted to see would have been Angelina Jolie versus Michelle Pfeiffer. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, Michelle Pfeiffer is the mother of the prince that Princess Aurora is going to be married to. So she would be Aurora's mother-in-law. And I would really love to see those two go at it. I mean, you know, they're two of the most interesting and powerful actresses in the business today. But alas, no. They pretty much turn it into the standard Disney-Marvel thing now, where, again, it is all the big special effects. Some nice guest stars. Chiwetel Ejiofor is in it, too. I say that understanding that kids really do like that kind of thing. And so the thing that I disliked about the movie, I think a lot of people are going to really love, particularly the younger audience that's really keyed into that. They will enjoy this movie a whole lot more than I did. I think your friend who's taking his kids to see it, they will be richly entertained, and he probably will be too if he's an Angelina Jolie fan.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's interesting. There's Mr. America, which I feel like I've seen this pop up in my Facebook feed a couple of times. Are they?
Yeah, they've been giving it a little a play. It's a mockumentary kind of comedy, but this comedian, Tim Heidecker, whom I'm not familiar with, and it's about a fake campaign he does for district attorney in a county in California. To me, he's got to compete with the news that I hear every hour these days.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't quite measure up. Again, maybe I'm just too far away from that and didn't quite get the premise. So for me, this one never worked. It's certainly not another Spinal Tap or anything like that.
And then Double Tap, Zombieland is the other one. I know a lot of my friends are excited about this. I don't know if they're going to be drinking or be stoned when they see it or what.
Well, that might help a little bit. Zombieland was a big hit back in 2009. Big debut for Emma Stone, or it's not her debut, it was one of her first movies.
Right.
And Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg. And it's, you know, kind of turning the whole zombie thing into a comedy. Had this great cameo that I still won't give away because there are probably some people who don't know it.
Okay.
But we've got the same thing again here. Only this time, the zombies are starting to get smart. So it's that they've got to take a little more care when they're doing it. But it's the same kind of almost Roadrunner cartoon kind of violence to it. And that also just kind of wears thin. To me, the whole zombie comedy thing, it's a joke that wears thin very, very quickly. And I thought Zombieland did it about as well as anybody could.
This
has got more than... Yeah, and this is more the same kind of humor.
Yeah.
The cast is just as good as they were before. Got some other interesting people like Zoe Deutsch and Luke Wilson and Rosario Dawson showing up in it, too.
Yeah.
So it is fun, but again, just it doesn't have the originality of the first one, and I guess it's really too much to expect.
These movies just strike me as, you know, the popular kids doing another film. Wearing thin with me. Hey, Mike Mayo, our movie guy from Mike-Mayo.com. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.